Welcome to section two of Phone Calls with Gravitas. Before we get into more detail about the how of your call, we need to think about the what. This advice is more for teleconferences than small calls, but you will be able to use most of the advice for both, as even an informal call benefits from structure. When writing content for the phone, keep it simple. Use a mind map or bullet points. Think about what do you need to achieve, to inspire, to persuade, to inform. Make sure it's not just a download of information. There is nothing more deadly to the soul than a two-hour telephone update. And when you plan content, keep it engaging. Picture your audience sitting in their offices listening to you talk. Imagine them finding the call useful. See them looking interested. Keep asking yourself what's in it for them. Or as they say in news, so what? How can you make it relevant? And the first thing you got to do is plan the opening. A story, a stat, or a piece of positive feedback works well, because the beginning and the end are the only bit that most people remember. So create a good feeling. It can help to say something about you, something about the group, and something about your common purpose. Get them inspired early on. And if audience size permits, ideally allot each person a short time to talk and give them a bit of warning of this. Without body language to read, it's essential that you get feedback from people, so fit it into the agenda. Plan the body of the call. You need a loose script that you can divert from if needed, but which gives the call a shape and a structure. And if you want them to remember what you say, think like a newspaper reporter. Cut jargon and acronyms unless they're really essential. Don't waffle, stick to the point. If it's a small group call, aim to bring everyone in. Give them a set time to speak. And if it's a very large call, allow time for questions if you can.